Wow, thank you, Mayan. I've learned, first off, a new word, co-opetition. Was that new for other people in this room? I'd never heard that before. I thought it's a great word, and I think it's probably one that we'll be thinking more and more about. I think you've set us up with three great themes for today: consideration of new approaches, new regulations and standards, and new relationships. I think those are three excellent themes. I suspect we are going to be circling back to those throughout the day. So please join me in thanking both of our kickoff speakers, Dawn and Mayan. Thank you very much. I think Mayan's presentation really helps us see that more than ever before, when it comes to digital technologies, the field of international security actors, or those who can influence international security, that field is growing. And I imagine after both of these presentations this morning, they're going to help us see they have helped us see the wider context in which these technologies are being used and operate and developed and designed. And you are probably already sparking with ideas and questions and insights, which is great. But hold that thought. We're about to head off to our Tech Track sessions, which are going to be co-led by a technical expert and a policy expert, where we're going to drill down specifically into the issues that are probably of most concern to you, which are international security issues. So you're going to get an introduction to these technologies you've been hearing about, quantum, IoT, and DLT. And then we're going to start talking out, teasing out some of the specific international security implications of each. And when I say international security implications, I mean benefits as well as risks. We concentrated a bit on risks to start with. There are a lot of benefits, and we're going to be talking about those too. And we count on you to bring your questions, your experience, and your insights to that conversation. So the moment of choice has arrived. Which tech track are you going to choose? Will it be the Internet of Things in room 25 with Jan-Peter Kleinhans and Madeline Carr? We've heard all about the IoT, about connected devices in our homes. We've heard about smart cities, drone swarms, networks of objects embedded in our environment that are going to anticipate our needs, secure effective use of resources and energy and water, and save lives through wearable medical devices or sensors that can pinpoint maybe an active shooter in an urban environment. You've probably also heard a lot that the IoT is insecure. Now, is it possible that the hype about smart fridges and thermostats is masking a looming global cybersecurity problem of epic proportions? Head over to room 25 to find out. And just spoiler alert, I suspect they're also going to slip in something about 5G networks. So a bit, it's like getting two tech tracks for the price of one. Now, you could also choose distributed ledger technologies. So how many stories each day do you see in your news feed about blockchain? Blockchain, Bitcoin, these are based on distributed ledger technology, DLT. Now, DLT isn't just about cryptocurrency. It's a promising way to enable trust in digital ecosystems. It offers us an opportunity to create trust in information when there isn't trust between actors. And that sounds like an ideal tool for arms control verification. Now, these applications seem endless. From creating immutable end-user certificates for arms transfers to address the problem of diversion from licit to illicit markets, to applications for nuclear safeguards information management. But is DLT data really intamperable? Mayan already told us that she believes not. Should we be concerned that after investing in DLT, a breakthrough in quantum could break the chain? How are organizations like the IAEA and the OPCW already leveraging this technology? So Susanna Marinau and my colleague Giacomo Piercipoli will lead the DLT track right here in room 17. And lastly, if our time travel this morning whetted your appetite to learn more about quantum computing, do you don't know a quibit from a byte? Is quantum computing really like a superhero's decoder ring that is magical, it allows you, gives you the ability to break the most sophisticated cryptographic codes, while at the same time generating unbreakable communications of one's own? What are the quantum applications beyond encryption, such as sophisticated modeling and simulations that are impossible with the processing power of computers today? Patrick Towa and Elsa Kanya will be in room 22, ready to explain. So the text tracks start in 10 minutes. There's coffee outside. Grab a cup to go. You might just want to take half a cup, right, on your way to your tech track. I know some of you are going to have to slip out for consultations around midday, so be sure to grab a sandwich on your way. Everyone else, be back in this room at 12:20 for our fireside chat on the intersection of AI and cyber. So, tech tracks starting in 10 minutes and counting, quantum in room 22, IoT in 25, and DLT right here. And I hope you're as excited as I am to learn more. So, let's get moving.